It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Multiple fake bomb threats have rattled students and parents at Mount Nebo Middle School. And today, police and school officials plan on addressing the problem.
KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston begins our live team coverage, School Threats. Peter?
Amanda, for Mount Nebo Middle, students have dealt with bomb-sniffing dogs three times in just the last 2.5 weeks.
Multiple law enforcement agencies, the governor's office, and several media outlets.
That's Nebo School District Seth Sorensen talking about the people who received the first two threats. All of these were hoaxes, but all led to evacuations or a lockout situation where school went on normally behind locked doors. At the news conference today, Sorensen says Payson Police will tell the public about their investigation.
And as a school district, we're going to share our plans moving forward to keep kids in schools. And
reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Parents in Payson say they've had enough of these repeated threats.
Well, it's just frustrating. I just don't understand. I don't get it. I really just can't wrap my head around the world that we live in right now.
Kimberly Clark spoke with KSL-TV saying the threats are a big disruption and they need to stop.
For the fourth time in a matter of weeks, police have recovered a gun at or near Roy High School. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our live team coverage, School Threats. Adam?
Amanda, Roy police say they found a gun on a teenage boy yesterday who was with three other students very close to the school, I think just east of it. And the school was temporarily placed in a hold status while officers responded. All four students were eventually taken into custody, and police say they've recommended charges against all of them, including gun-specific charges for the boy that had the gun on them, allegedly. Now, they found guns twice last week, and they found another on a student a couple weeks before that. No one's been hurt in any of these cases, but a Weber School District spokesperson called this, quote, very concerning behavior. Police say they're going to have some extra officers on scene at the school until the end of the school year just to be on the safe side. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Alpine School District is narrowing the options of a potential split, which could eventually be presented to voters this fall. The district board voted on different plans to continue studying, and they tell KSL if a division happens, they prefer an east-west split. Some district leaders say they still feel the best option is to just keep the district together the way it is.
A few hundred protesters showed up at the University of Utah again last night, but then moved to the county jail. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more.
University confirming about 200 gathered in President's Circle about 6 p.m. They then marched to the Salt Lake County Jail, where they demanded one of the event's organizers who had been arrested be released. University commended the peaceful nature of the protests, but were prepared in case things got out of control. They handed out flyers that included the do's and don'ts of protesting. The person who was arrested so far has faced only misdemeanor charges, including trespassing, failure to disperse, and disorderly conduct. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Clashes are breaking out this morning on the campus of UCLA. People in competing protests were seen throwing objects at each other, and police have moved in. ABC's Chris Christie watched it unfold from a news chopper.
These scuffles break out one after another. Lots of very heavy sticks, very heavy barricades, scooters, all types of things being employed to inflict harm.
UCLA says the encampments being set up on campus are unlawful and in violation of school policy.
The Sundance Film Festival is exploring possibly leaving Utah, and now a different film festival is leaving the state. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Amanda, the Slam Dance Film Festival announced it will be moving to Los Angeles next year. This was posted on social media yesterday, saying, quote, "It's a chance to dive deeper into our mission to uplift indie filmmakers and connect with even more of you," close quote. They promised to continue their commitment to diversity, inclusivity, and accessibility. Slam Dance has been hosted in Park City for the past 30 years. Their decision comes only weeks after Sundance announced it, too, would be looking for a new venue. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Matt Johnson, who looks back at how we did weather-wise in April.
Well, we average about one day in the 80s, and we did just that. We do 6 days in the 70s. We did 10 days this last April, so above the normal with the 70s. 60-degree days, we typically do 10. We did 9, so right on par. 50s, we average about 10 days in the month of April. We did 9.
Our high should be in the low 60s or high 50s for the rest of the week before a weekend warm-up.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
I-15 traffic is running a little bit better now through Kaysville than it was earlier. So your main corridor of the freeway, I-15, both directions, back to the speed limit between Provo, Point of the Mountain, and Ogden. But we've got a crash 21st South Freeway blocking the left lane eastbound right before Bangor Highway that's already backing traffic to 5600 West. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The way doctors treat cancer is changing.
When we think of cancer treatments, we often think of chemotherapy, which not only kills the cancer cells, but also kills any other quickly dividing cells like those in the digestive tract or hair follicles. Dr. Teresa Warner is the deputy director of the Huntsman Cancer Institute. She says now they're using treatments that can target a patient's specific cancer.
Oftentimes, we use a combination of these therapies. So sometimes people can get chemotherapy and a targeted therapy. Sometimes they can get a targeted therapy and an immune therapy. Sometimes they can get two immune therapy agents as well to target their cancer. So we have a whole armamentarium of medications that we can use now to fight cancers.
She says one advantage of these new treatments is that they can often treat the cancer without as many side effects. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
It's happening again. People are getting calls from scammers who say they are police officers, and they say the person is going to be arrested unless they pay the fines now. The Farmington Police Department says they dealt with a person scammed out of more than $50,000. Wow. They say police will never demand money over the phone.
Walmart is getting out of the healthcare business.
Walmart says it will wind down all of its healthcare clinics across the country, along with its telehealth program, saying rising costs and delays to process and receive reimbursement for services has impacted the company's ability to sustain the program. The retail giant says the closing of those clinics will not have an impact on 4,600 pharmacies or more than 3,000 vision centers, popular services that many Americans, especially in rural communities, rely on. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Police in England say they've arrested two men accused of chopping down an iconic tree near the Hadrian Wall. The wall was built by the Roman army in 122 AD, and the tree was at least 50 years old.
You just wonder why.
What? Why?
Yeah. It would be scary, however, to be able to, you know, get inside their heads and see what's going on. Salt Lake City is planting its first community orchard. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has the details.
Several students from Parkview Elementary School were part of the celebration of the completion of planting fruit trees in the Poplar Grove, Glendale neighborhoods. But the final project won't come to fruition for another 15 to 20 years. The orchard had been a vacant lot owned by the city until the nonprofit organization Tree Utah approached the mayor about using the land for a You Pick It space for the community. Plants like rhubarb, oregano, and lavender will be ready this year for residents to harvest, but the apricot, cherry, apple, and other fruit trees will take a decade or so. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
You know, we've had community gardens before that have worked out really well.
Really well, yeah. I can remember when the one has a terrific tomato harvest, and sometimes, you know, they'd make like tomato sandwiches right there on the day when they harvest.
Well, and here's the side benefit. Neighbors you probably haven't talked to forever now become your gardening buddies.
That's right.
And you get out there and you have conversations while you're doing your weeding and doing the harvest. It really is a great idea.
Yeah.
All right, 7:09, let's get a look at traffic and weather together here, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Oh, boy, we got some problems, Andy.
We do. A crash on the 21st South Freeway. A vehicle rolled, and it's right before Bangor Highway. Traffic is backed up because of the lane restriction all the way back to 5600 West. That's a quick backup, and it's only going to get worse right now. You've got northbound delays on Mountain View between 4100 and 3500 South, but I-15 for now still all clear from Point of the Mountain to Salt Lake City. Len?
Well, Weber and Davis counties looking pretty good on I-15 coming down from far west, Marriott-Slaterville all the way through Ogden and down to Salt Lake City. I-15 is pretty clear right now. Still busy at the south entrance to Hill Air Force Base. If you are on SR-193, the delays that were on Hill Field Road have gone right now. Eric?
I-15 continues to look good northbound and southbound through Utah County. We don't have any problems there. If you're over on the major city streets and down south, the busiest one will be Mountain View Corridor northbound as it approaches the Redwood Road intersection. On the Wasatch Pike, US 40 looks good. Just a touch of northbound, southbound slowing at the River Road intersection on US 40. Use Superior Water and Air for all your HVAC and plumbing needs. Call 974-9090 or visit superiorwaterandair.com. Superior Water and Air. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL hourly forecast.
Has some cool temperatures this morning, right around 42 at 7 a.m. with mostly clear skies. Lunch hour, we start picking up on a northwest breeze. It'll be sunny, but temperatures in the low 50s. By this afternoon, topping out at 55, which is a little more than 10 below the normal, with a bit of a northwest breeze. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
That sun ducked back behind the clouds for a minute here, 43 in Salt Lake City.
Coming up in just a moment, a disagreement between Utah Representative Blake Moore and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on the relative merits of the tax cut during the Trump administration. More on that just ahead.
Let's talk sports for a minute here. Real Salt Lake takes on Sporting Kansas City this weekend here at home after having a lot of success on the road. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
They haven't had this good of a record on the road for 10 years. RSL Vice President of Communications Trey Fitzgerald says the players have less distractions and bond as a team when they're away from home.
When RSL goes on the road, there's a little bit of a us against the world mentality.
For 2023 and 2024, they've had 15 wins and 10 draws at their away games. Now they have to bring that same energy back to their home games, starting this Saturday against their rivals Kansas City. And since it's Star Wars night at the stadium for May the 4th, maybe a little bit of the Force can help them clinch the win. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
You know, it's funny, Jerry Sloan, when he was coaching the Jazz, would always love taking the team during Christmas on the road for a long road trip. For the same reason.
Because you get that us against the world feeling.
And you have fewer distractions.
Yeah.
You're not having to deal with families and doing all the Christmas shopping and things.
Right.
And they'd usually come home with more wins than losses.
Isn't that something? Well, BYU's crowded quarterback room just thinned out a little bit. The Cougars did add former USU QB McKay Hillstead, but now they're losing former Springville High star Ryder Burton. Burton never saw the field in Provo and hits the transfer portal with 4 years of eligibility remaining.
We love this story this morning. A softball coach who has been helping kids for 50 years is finally retiring. His name is Butch Lady. He coached his final game yesterday. Assistant coach Katie Tanner tells KSL TV that Lader did more than just coach on the field.
He was my batting coach growing up. He helped me get to college. I played collegiately. He called me every week and checked in on me.
Wow. Lady, by the way, was a close friend and former teammate with Larry H. Miller, so Gail Miller was there at his last game to thank him for his decades of service. And just in case you're wondering, the team won their final game.
A three-year-old girl who had just watched the movie Monsters, Inc. kept telling her mom she was hearing monsters in her wall. It turns out she was kind
of
right.
The girl's mother, of course, tried to dissuade her fears, even giving her a bottle of water and telling her daughter it was monster spray. However, soon the mother also started to hear noises in her child's bedroom and wondered if there really were monsters inside the walls after all. Days later, Ashley Klass saw some things buzzing around her chimney and thought her daughter may be onto something. So she called a pest control expert who used a thermal camera and, to their surprise, found a colony of bees inside the bedroom wall.
America in the Morning's John Trout reports beekeepers removed 50,000 bees from the wall, including 100 pounds of honeycomb.
You said this happened to you as a kid.
It did. We lived in a house in a rural part of Pennsylvania, and I thought there was a bird, like, trapped somewhere in the attic, because it sounded like a
yeah.
So I told my mom, and she came and touched the wall, and the wall was soft.
Uh-oh.
From the honeycomb. So, yeah, they took about 40,000 bees out of that, out of my wall.
Oh, my gosh. That's not the only bee story out there this morning. This is a good one, too. The start of the Dodgers-Diamondbacks baseball game was delayed by 2 hours yesterday in Arizona because of a bee swarm that decided to stop by and take a break in the netting behind home plate. Beekeeper Matt Hilton was called in to save the day, and after he collected the bees with a vacuum, they actually let him throw out the first pitch.
Fans, apiarists, to the pros, Matt Hilton, our hero, the bee guy.
The bee guy. I'll tell you the funny thing. He had his bee mask on his back when he made the first pitch because he was in full uniform there. Hilton says when he got the emergency call for help, guess where he was? At his son's T-ball game.
Oh, wow. That's funny. Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, Oreo is out with a new flavor, Sour Patch Kids Cookies. They're trying to kill us, Tim. The limited edition flavor is described as having two Sour Patch Kids flavored base cakes with even more sour sugar cream in between. But don't wait. to grab your bag, as the new flavor is only available while supplies last.
All right, doing our best to help with the sales today. Today is the first day of National Tennis Month. The biggest tournament this month for tennis fans is the French Open, starting on May 26th. It'll also mark the last French Open for Rafael Nadal, who says this is likely his final year on tour.
Oh, wow.
Nadal holds a record 14 French Open titles, the most of any male or female player. KSL News Time now, 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
for the fourth time in the last 3 weeks, police have recovered a gun on or near the campus of Roy High School. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, school leaders and police in Payson will be talking to parents today after three threats at Mount Nebo Middle School in just 2 weeks.
Third, let's check your traffic and weather together.
Crash 21st South Freeway near Bangor Highway has blocked the left lane for eastbound traffic and traffic coming to a stop. Mountain View Corridor over to Bangor, and it's going to start poking back into Magna anytime now. So plan ahead. I-80, a better way in from Tooele County. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
10 to 12 degrees below the normal today with a cool breeze. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 45 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
And a check of our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tensions boiling over on some college campuses, where at least 1,000 people have been arrested since pro-Palestinian demonstrations began. That is the sound at Columbia University overnight as officers raised a ladder to a second-floor window to remove students who had barricaded themselves inside a campus building. ABC's Trevor Ault says police are guarding parts of the UCLA campus this morning as pro-Israel factions clashed with pro-Palestinian factions overnight.
All the officers are facing out because they don't want any more demonstrators to make their way in. We saw several hours of violent clashes. There were points where some pro-Israeli demonstrators surrounded some portions of the encampment. There were multiple instances where fireworks were tossed into the encampment overnight. And we saw people on both sides using plywood boards, using batons to attack one another, to the point that UCLA officials referred to this as horrific violence.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordering state troopers onto the UT campus in Austin, a few blocks from the state capitol. A new proposal from the Biden administration to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 drug to a less harmful Schedule 3 drug, the same as steroids. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is at the White House.
President Biden first called for this review of the reclassification in 2022. He has pardoned thousands of people convicted of federal offenses for simple marijuana possession. The White House knows that this is an issue that could help win over the support of Americans, especially younger voters, ahead of the election.
Vice President Kamala Harris is headed to Florida today as the state enacts a six-week abortion ban before most women know they're pregnant. Donald Trump talking about abortion with Time magazine, saying,
"We broke Roe v. Wade, and we did something that nobody thought was possible. We gave it back to the states."
He says he would also leave it up to the states if they want to monitor pregnancies and prosecute women who break state law by getting an abortion. Trump also says he would deport millions of migrants in the country illegally. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, time for the KSL in-depth on a little tax dust-up in Washington. Utah Congressman Blake Moore got into a debate with the Treasury Secretary.
They were comparing former President Trump's corporate tax cuts to President Biden's proposal to raise taxes on corporations.
This is going to sound like a gotcha question to start off with. It is not. I want to expound on it and have a really thoughtful discussion on the corporate tax rate, because it's based on our conversation last time and a continuation of that. But would you agree, can we at least say that we agree, that tax policy does have an impact on our economy?
It can, yes.
Yeah, tax policy does have an impact.
Moore says the 2017 tax cuts boosted the economy.
We saw strong economic growth. We saw real wage growth come from the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act. And I can speak so favorably about it, I wasn't even in Congress then. So I'm not even boasting about this.
Secretary Yellen fired back.
You said that the economy did well, but I don't believe it did well because of that piece of legislation.
Yellen also claimed those benefits didn't really go to the middle class.
But it was almost exclusively to the highest income earners within corporations, that virtually none of it went to the mass of workers at these firms.
Moore says Biden's plans would not be good for workers.
If you want to come to the Utah's first district, you can hear from companies in that district where their real wage income grew for their frontline employees.
The Biden administration, by the way, proposing a tax hike for corporations that would raise the highest rate by one-third. That's the In-Depth this morning at 15 and 45.
719, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, we got a rolled vehicle on eastbound 21st South Freeway just before Bangor Highway. The left lane is blocked and the left shoulder. And we've got cones out into traffic. And so traffic has already come to a stop between Mountain View and Bangor. It's going by. You can get by in the two right lanes. But, boy, it's going to take you a bit to get through that delay right now. If you're coming from Tooele County, make sure you stay on I-80 because you can always come down to Bangor Highway or just go all the way to 215 in the valley and save yourself a bunch of wait time. Len?
Running with good pacing on I-15 in Davis and Weber counties. Delays have dissipated near Kaysville, Legacy Parkway, and Highway 89 marching along. We just still have a line of cars waiting to get into the south entrance to the Air Force Base on 700 South and Hillfield Road now. Eric?
In Utah County, you can expect a normal travel time if you're heading north from Provo to Point of the Mountain on I-15. That's 20 minutes drive time. You're getting a little bit congested now over on Timpanogos Highway in the Cedar Hills Alpine area right around 4800 West. That's for eastbound, westbound traffic. But the slow spot, by far the slowest spot in Utah County will be Mountain View Corridor as you head north from SR-73 and then it turns into 2100 North at Redwood Road all the way over to the freeway. All of that is going to be below a normal pace. Update your kitchen with the Durden's Appliance, where they meet any competitor's price. Visit Durden's.com or on 5th South and Bountiful. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts out on the cool side. 55, mostly sunny skies and a little bit of a north breeze. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, 60 degrees. Goes 61 on Friday, a.m. shower possible, then clearing to partly cloudy skies. Hey, mild but breezy on Saturday, 77 degrees, mostly sunny. Thunderstorms likely on Sunday, 63, breezy there as well. Cool on Monday, 58, mostly cloudy. Keep it in at 62 and mostly cloudy on Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
We've kind of been bouncing back and forth all morning between 43 and 45, and we're back to 45 this hour. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
If you're driving at this time of day, then, you know, I have a tool that will really help. You just text the word news to 57500, and if the freeway is ever closed anywhere, you know, along the Wasatch Front, we'll text it to your phone. So maybe you miss the, you know, the radio, but you get this text that says, oh, I-15 is closed, or whatever is happening that day. It's a free news service, and we just text breaking news to your phone.
Yeah, make sure you get that done today. And coming up in a minute, we'll see what the markets look like. Futures just ahead of the opening bell this morning. Stay with us.